1 week ago today, a major earthquake hit the western Indian state of Gujarat, leveling hundreds of buildings. More than 10,000 are known dead, and hundreds of thousands have been left homeless. Relief efforts continue, with cargo planes loaded with tents, food, and blankets arriving each day. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from the city of Bhuj on a man who managed to survive the quake but lost his family.
Viral Dalal is a 25-year-old graduate student at Fairleigh Dickinson University in Hackensack, New Jersey, 4 months from getting a master's degree in computer science. He'd come to Bhuj on his winter break to see his parents, his brother and sister-in-law, and their 2-year-old son. Though school started again on January 27th, Viral decided to stay on to spend a little more time with his family. Now he spends his days waiting in front of a large pile of concrete and twisted metal, watching bucket loaders remove the debris from what used to be his parents' upmarket apartment building in an affluent section of town, an anxious young man in a Chicago Blackhawks t-shirt and jeans. The entire family was inside on the third floor of the 7-story building when the quake struck.
I was in the bedroom and I was sleeping. About 9 o'clock in the morning, a building suddenly started shaking and everything came down on me. By the time I was able to realize that and get out of the bed, everything was down. And I had about 1.5 feet of space in which I could manage the height of my body.
Viral says the last voice he heard was his mother's, screaming, then nothing. He spent 5 days trapped underneath the rubble, thinking, he says, of only one thing.
I was just thinking about my parents, and that's all. I was just thinking about whether they would be alive or not, and the moment I'll get out, what I have to do. I didn't know anything about anything because I was not able to communicate with anyone. I was not able to talk to anyone, speak to anyone, eat, drink. There was no contact at all.
A British rescue team pulled Viral from the rubble on Tuesday. He had been trapped for 5 days under the ruins of the Shahjahan apartment building, but emerged unharmed. No fractures, no concussion, hardly a scratch on his body. It may seem like a miracle that he's alive at all, but Viral doesn't see it that way.
I can't call it a miracle because miracles are always good. Fate is what it is. Miracle is like if you find something good. What else? I was living and I lived. So it's nothing great about it. I'm living to see what I'm seeing.
What he has seen since being rescued is grim. The bodies of his brother, sister-in-law, and nephew have been recovered. Viral's brother would have celebrated his 30th birthday tomorrow. While physically unhurt, Viral is mentally a young man in a great deal of pain, and he blames himself for what happened to his family. If I hadn't come home, he says, they would not have been together in this apartment on Republic Day when the earthquake hit.
In a way, I think that just because I was here, they were in this building. Otherwise, I don't think they would have been here because whenever it's holiday time, they spend that time at our native place, that is Ahmedabad. I came here, otherwise nobody would have planned that.
Before the earthquake, Viral says, his future looked bright. He'd planned to graduate 4 months from now and work in the U.S. for a few years before deciding whether to stay or return to India to work. Now he says he has no plans beyond finding his parents. Viral admits there is little chance of them being alive, but says if he can survive for 5 days, maybe they can survive a little longer. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bhuj, Gujarat.